This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
New Year's Eve, 4th of July, of course, Christmas, and the charity golf tournament that the Locker supports, which means I get a chance to see Smokin' Al Kolkin, Langway, to get to see a lot of my Puck brothers out for a round of golf, and I would trust that this year that will continue, Brother Kolkin. Please tell me I'm right.
Brother Walker, great to be with you as always. Is Coach Sheehan out scouting, recruiting? What's going on?
Well, there's a rumor that, and again, of course, I'll get the blame for this. Right. But people have said that they assume he's on a yacht somewhere involved maybe in strategic planning with the ownership group about the draft. Some say
that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it does. Some say that he is back in Augusta for a round. I mean, there's been all kind of speculation, but I'll get blamed for it, so I'm not going to say anything.
Well, it's great to be with you. I appreciate mentioning the golf tournament. Listen, it's once again this year, it's the Norbeck Charity Classic. It takes place, and this is one of the reasons why I love everybody to sign up, because we know – and there are just way too many wonderful charities that have Monday golf tournaments. And you know that better than anybody, Doc, because you're involved with many of them. We get invitations, and how do you say yes to one and no to the others? Well, this is a Friday golf tournament.
Wow.
So shotgun start at 1 o'clock. So at Norbeck Country Club on Friday, June 21st, so you can start your weekend off great. Full lunch, full dinner afterwards, of course, beverages and everything on course. It's also for people who don't play golf. We've got a pickleball tournament. And if you just want to attend the dinner, because the dinner, besides being the food outstanding, Craig always has unbelievable live and silent auction items. So many capital stuff, so many amazing Ovechkin and Backstrom and Oshie paraphernalia, jersey sign, things like that. Just incredible stuff. So if you can't make it out for golf or you don't golf and you want to come out for the dinner, we can do that as well. So all of this is taken care of. If you go to Norbeck, NORBECKCC.com, you can sign up, and we'd love to have everybody come out. So many of our Capitals and NBC and Monumental Sports brethren and sisters will be there. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So June 21st, Friday afternoon, and also a couple hole-in-one contests, chance to walk away with $10,000 or the big game experience package that includes tickets to the big game. So there's plenty to do, plenty of fun. So we appreciate everybody if they sign up at norbeckcc.com.
I tell everyone that'll listen when I get on the microphone that you started feeding me and nurturing me with hockey in 1980 in the history of that it was Save the Caps, that we were in jeopardy of losing the franchise. And that means so much because we went through a similar situation trying to get baseball back. We didn't have baseball when I got here. And I remember doing the Islanders playoff game, and because I worked for George at Channel 4, And he was so passionate about hockey at a time where a lot of people didn't understand the value. And he was such a champion for it. And then, so I got Scotty Stevens, Langway, all these guys, Don Beaupre was between the pipes when I'm there. And I'm like, wow, these dudes are the nicest people in all of sports. And the atmosphere and everything about it. And then you're still on that ice. And so you've had all these experiences from this time. So where does it rank with you? What just that? What we just experienced? Because all I could think about is, yeah, we're losing our mind. This team, it makes it to the playoffs, the empty netter, the whole nine yards. But for Al Kokin, who's seen all of this history from everything we've seen, to the black uniforms, oh, everything, where does this stand with you?
Doc, I can tell you, these last couple of games, I've been as nervous as I've been in a long, long time. You know, there's great excitement in doing this job. And if you don't get, a little nervous before you go on live TV, get out of the business. But this was a different type of nerves because, listen, you certainly root for these guys because you get to know them, you get to, spend some time with them, and you realize, as you said, there are just so many quality people that have played in this organization and that, that Washington fans certainly recognize and appreciate. But to go through what they did this year, I mean, I said this on our postgame show the other night. Look at the roster in game one of the season, and look at the roster in game 82 of the season. I mean, you started the season with, arguably a guy who I feel should eventually end up in the Hall of Fame and certainly is one of the great players in Washington Capitol history, Nick Backstrom. You had Evgeny Kuznetsov, the hero of the Stanley Cup run in 2018. Yeah. You had Anthony Mantha, who, early on in the season, the one line that was actually really consistent and working well was Mantha with Connor McMichael and Alexei Protas. You had to eventually get into the lineup, big physical defenseman in Joel Edmondson, go on and on and on. And then you end up in game 82 with none of the guys that I just mentioned. Oh, and by the way, your second pairing of Rasmus Sandin and Nick Jensen are out with injuries, and now you're bringing up a kid in Vincent Iorio who's played a handful of games in the National Hockey League, and a guy named Dylan McElrath who is a veteran player but has only played around 70 games and has only played one game for you this year. Oh, by the way, use those guys to win the two most important games of the year. And you look at it and you're like, how did they get this done? And I think that's a testament to the leadership group that is still on this team, led by the captain, the guys that remain from the 2018 championship. I can't say enough about what John Carlson has been down the stretch. He had, in the last five games, three games of where he played over 29 minutes. Now, that's half a hockey game. Think about that for a second, and the way he played, both on defense, blocking shots, killing penalties, things like that, the grind of that. Oh, by the way, and then start contributing key goals the whole time. You can go up and down the lineup. And then the last thing to me, and it's been something that I've really admired as the season has gone on, what this coaching staff has done with this group. Because, as I said, it started out a very veteran group. And then you had to bring in younger players. You had to bring in new faces. You had to, continually adjust your lineup based on, players in, players out, who's coming up, who's coming out. Veteran guys. Oh, now we're going to mix in young guys. What Spencer Carberry and his staff has done this year has been nothing short of amazing to me. And you can see why the Capitals were so excited to hire him. He was on the radar of a number of other teams, but I think because he had been in this organization before, knew the quality of the leadership from Brian McClellan and the ownership group with Ted Leonsis, he was comfortable coming back here, and you can see why they wanted him, because he has handled this masterfully. And the same thing with his assistant coaches. Mitch Love, as I mentioned, all these new faces on defense, and yet he mixed and matched and got them through these last three very important games where they had to win, and they delivered against really quality teams. So, you know, Kirk Muller running the power play, Scott Allen, you know, running the penalty kill. It just amazing. And then Charlie Lindgren, you know, what can you say about this guy? He came in as a backup, has never played this many games at any level professionally. But once he grabbed the job, he kept it. And, you know, six shutouts. I mean, come on, it's amazing to see. So cobble all that together, and you can see why this team was such an amazing story to even make the playoffs.
Well, you taught me when Netminder stands on his head. I'll never forget that lesson you taught me. And watching him, I mean, it's amazing, because I say it's the only sport I've ever seen where your regular season record is irrelevant. The president's stature is irrelevant.
Yep.
Because the last play, we've been in that position before. And I've been in that arena when we've lost. We lost to Philly one time. I almost cried sitting in the arena. And the sudden part of when it's over and you lose and you got the president's cup title, it don't matter. Nothing matters. But that guy in between the pipes, what is it about him that allowed him to play with the consistency in which he did? And I know you all taught me, the people in front, that during this time of the year, throw their body in front of them pucks and do all the things to create traffic and all that. But he's made some glove saves that I can see that I go, you got to be kidding me. How's he doing it?
Well, it's funny because he's a relatively quiet guy. But a guy that has got a great deal of confidence, and when he plays the game, plays it with a little bit of swagger. You know, all his teammates call him Chucky. He's got the sideburns. He's got the mustache. He looks like the Outlaw, and that's kind of one of his nicknames. And, you know, so he's just one of these guys that has always burned to be in this position. Undrafted guy. Bounced around with different organizations. As I said, has never really, you know, come close to playing at this many games at any professional level, let alone in the National Hockey League. But that's the sort of guy, excuse me, that kind of has that inner burn inside of him. I mean, Doc, I'm talking to a guy who was picked up by the Washington Redskins on the waiver wire, and I know you personally, and I guarantee that anybody who ever spent any time with you and knew your story, that inner burn to prove everybody wrong, to prove, hey, I not only belong here, I can thrive here, as you did with your career, it's the same thing. And Charlie's always had that the kind of the quietness, the nice guy, that's a great demeanor, but what burns inside of him, and because of that, he, I think, has then refined his game. Now, Scott Murray, the goaltending coach, he said how much they've worked together on certain things, but he finally has gotten the opportunity to do this, and he's excelled at it. And I think it's one of the great stories, because there are people who, you know, who toil anonymously and never get that chance. But once Charlie got the chance, and once Charlie was put in a position where this is a big game, win it for us. Now another big game, win it for us. Well, when you start running those big games together, suddenly you became the man. And I think he's reached out and grabbed that role and has just been brilliant at it. You talk about the glove, man, he's made some not only unbelievable glove saves, but the quickness, he's great down low. His positioning is outstanding. He doesn't give up big rebounds. He's been a great story. And yeah, I mean, it's in the postseason, a hot goaltender can change an entire series. And that's why, as big an underdog as the Caps are going to be going into this series, he's one of the main reasons why they can pull off an upset.
Rest. I guess you do go off adrenaline in playoffs, but physically, are they going to be in a position to compete at the highest level at 3 o'clock on Saturday?
Yeah. I mean, the Rangers, you know, could lay off a little bit as they wrapped up their season, where the Caps had that intensity. But I tell you what, Doc, that the other thing that is, as we've seen, the perfect example is last year. And I'm not saying this is going to happen, but you just talked about it in hockey. The last team that made the playoffs last year were the Florida Panthers. one of the last two teams ended up playing hockey at the end of the year was the Florida Panthers. Right? I mean, it's improbable. It doesn't happen all the time. But this isn't one of those, you know, once-in-a-lifetime things where, oh, my God, this we've never seen this before. We see this all the time in hockey. So, yeah, I mean, there's no doubt the Rangers deserve to be the favorite in this. But the Caps are playing with some house money. And I also know enough about this team that they are loving the fact that everybody is acting like, ugh, this is going to be one of the worst teams ever to make the playoffs because their goal differential was so horrendous, and there's been no team that ever has been had a goal differential near 40, you know, minus 40, blah, blah. They're eating that up. They love the fact that people are acting like this is an abomination that a team of this big bad at goal differential even makes the Stanley Cup playoffs. This is music to their ears. So, yeah, there's a lot of things they got going for them if they're going to pull this upset.
An important thing to me is that Ovi appears to be healthy. When I watched LeBron the other night, I put Ovi in that category about guys that have been great their entire career, and yet they're still chugging along. It's like he's peaking now.
Yeah.
Started off slow. Seems like right now he's ready for prime time. And without his original cast, which means a hell of a lot to anybody that's used to certain people. And I think he's now turned this thing around. So where do you see Ovechkin?
Well, you mentioned the rest. You know, it's always great for the game of hockey when Alexander Ovechkin is at an all-star game. He's an entertainer. People love him. You know, his teammates or the guy he's playing against, you know, they all flock to Ovi anytime he's at an event like that. But it was great for him to not be there this year. You know, we've had some fun on the air about, you know, you take the pictures of him and his family riding camels in Dubai, and suddenly he's the old Alex Ovechkin and he comes back. Whatever it was, whether it was the rest, whether it was the camels, whatever it was, he came back a different player. He came back the Alex Ovechkin. And right now, he, again, like LeBron, when the lights are brightest, when the team needs them the most, they always seem to deliver. And I mentioned what John Carlson has done. Yeah, I mean, you could put Ovi in that same category down the stretch. I mean, I just think that Carlson, you know, the amount of work he got at you know, again, as an old man myself to say at the age of 33, well, for 33, you know, that's getting up there in the miles of a hockey player. And Ovi, 4 or 5 years older than that, it's amazing to see. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. Now that they need him the most, he's delivering. Who scores the first goal the other night? It wasn't a classic Ovechkin goal, but he knows that to get goals now in the playoffs and in this run to the postseason, you had to get to the front of the net. He got to the front of the net and got rewarded for it. So, yeah, this is something where they're leaning on their captain for exactly that reason.
And they have Oshie. I mean, you told me about the spot. What gets me is how a man who's a prolific goal scorer, who's trying to attempt to become the all-time leader in scores and goals scored, has a particular spot. And everybody knows where it's going to be.
Yeah.
And yet he keeps still getting it. I know I may not understand why, but that blows my mind.
Well, I mean, are you ever shocked when Steph Curry nails a three, right? I mean, they know it.
Yeah, but he hits his threes from all over the entire floor.
But one thing that I have noticed as his career has gone on is he is starting to understand you've got to kind of vary the pace. One of the things that kind of turned the Capitals power play around is him moving. him not being in that same spot all the time. And that was something that Kirk Muller, as I mentioned, a former excellent National Hockey League player, has been a head coach, excellent. It took him better than half a season to finally get these guys to embrace what he's been saying, that, guys, this power play, as good as it's been, and Alex, as good as you've been over there, we're not going to completely remove you, but there are going to be times where we're going to have to give the opposition a different look. You've got to move more. You've got to switch more. You've got to move the puck faster. What worked for you guys in the past is not working anymore because it's become too predictable and too easy to scout and defend. And to the credit of the Capitals, they finally got it to where, yes, Ovi? Oh, my, wait, that's John Carlson standing in Ovi's spot. Look, oh, wait, Ovi's up at the top there. Oh, wait a minute. They've moved around again. Oh, wait a minute. TJ Oshie's down. So suddenly now it's not a power play that looks exactly the same, but they started to get better results. And once you start getting better results, what happens to a player? Right, Doc? They, you know, absolutely. If a coach tells you something, right, and you're like, oh, come on, we've done this so well before, but then suddenly you start doing it better, well, maybe the coach is right, and that's finally what's happened with the Capitals' power play. And it's, again, it's a credit to Alex because, yeah, you have a comfort zone. You've been so good there. It's not that they've removed him from that spot always, but at times you've got to give the opposition a different look. And we've seen the opposition, when they think he's going to be there and now he's somewhere else, it's like, well, wait a minute, who goes to cover him over here? I know when he's over there what my role is, but now he's not there. So all those little adjustments and the way they've changed things, again, that's why I give a lot of credit to this coaching staff for how they have stuck with it. You know, they've gotten the team to play with a faster pace. It's amazing. This team is not good when there's a lot of goals scored. They're really good when there's very few goals scored. That's why their goal differential is so bad, because they've lost a lot of games by, you know, 3, 4, 5 goals, but they've won a lot of games by one goal. So I think you'd rather have the latter than the former. So you can laugh all you want about the goal differential. They're getting the job done in these close games, and that tends to be the case when you have playoff hockey. Rarely do you see the blowout games in the playoffs. It's usually the one-goal game, or the, as I could witness firsthand for myself two different times, the 4-overtime game where you're just begging for something.
Metal?
Yeah, so I kind of had a question. I was wondering, you know, the whole season we've been following Ovi's goal count and his goal scored. Now we're in the playoffs, so that's kind of out the door. Do you think that takes pressure off him in the playoffs at all, or is that something you think is going to impact him at all against the Rangers here?
No, it's one of those things where early on in the season when it wasn't coming to him, when the struggle was there, maybe it impacted. Right now, he's just back to being Ovi. You know, things are working now. Things are working for the entire team now. So I think it's going to have very little impact. One thing I am going to be kind of curious about. You're going against the guy who coached you last year too. You know, Ovi. And even though he loves Bruce Boudreau, he used to love to drive Boudreau crazy. Every time he'd play him, he'd look at him on the bench and give him that smile, and Bruce would say, "Don't do it. Don't do it, Ovi. Don't do it." You know, so, and, you know, he gets like Michael Jordan, right? You know how Michael would find any little tiny thing to psych himself up. Well, I don't think there was a bad relationship, but I'm not suggesting that with Peter Laviolette. But there's always, in Ovi, there's always that way of kind of glancing over there and saying, okay, you coached me once, now you're coaching against me. I'll show you. You know, I'll remind you. Those are the things that I always kind of love about Ovi. He always kind of finds a way to find another way to kind of up the ante in his performance. But the way he's playing right now, he's playing with such confidence. And you know, we all know that the way he's kind of back at it now after another 30-goal season, the most 30-goal seasons in the history of the National Hockey League. Now, think about that for a second. Again, you know, these accolades just keep stacking up and stacking up. And, you know, we do see the inevitability that if he continues to play at the pace he played this year, even though it was slow to start, you know, another, you know, put together a couple more 30-goal seasons, and obviously the record is yours. You're the all-time, you know, leading goal scorer in the National Hockey League. So, you know, he's now got that comfort level to where he's just playing hockey and kind of enjoying the ride with his teammates.
Well, Kokin, Saturday, 3 o'clock, puck drops. Can't wait to get you back on to talk about it next week. And, of course, June 21st at Norbeck, the tournament with the Locker. We'll keep talking. We'll keep going. You are one of the original OGs, and happy for your success. And go Caps.
It's going to be fun, Doc. You never know what this group is capable of doing, and it's been fun to watch these guys and cobble themselves together a playoff run. It meant a lot to these guys. I know the veterans that we talked about were really upset that they didn't make the playoffs last year. The injury to Carlson, missing about 3 months, kind of doomed their season, and that's why it was so special to see the TJ Oshies and the Tom Wilsons and the John Carlsons, the guys who still remain from 2018, how much that meant to them, and that that was fun to see, and fun to see the reward. That locker room was something crazy in Philadelphia, particularly win it in Philly. You know how that's always been a house of horrors
for the Capitals
over the year. To silence the Flyer fans, that made it even sweeter.
And then to get Alan May to pick up a check?
Well,
did that happen yet?
No. They can change the power play, but there are some things that can't change. We know that.
All right, brother. Nothing but love for you, man. Keep doing your thing. We'll be back in touch with you.
Always great to be with you, Rick. Thanks,
all right,
buddy.
Good deal. One of the original, the OG, Smoking Al Kokin, or as Aaron would say, Smoking Al a Kokin, back in the day with Coach Thompson, B. Mitch, Scotty, Solly. I mean, our crew, man. There's so many guys you think about. CJ, the whole nine yards, man. That was a great run, and it's still running, and we're still getting the job done, and that's what matters. To break, we go, and we'll come back. And I think you know exactly what the script is all about, and we'll crank it up right here. Coach Sheehan on assignment. I've been privy to just keep it at that. The BetQL listener line, 301-230-0980, as we clear the way for the Rooster at the top of the hour.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.